The question was asked, how does one know when to go with one's own gut instinct, one's own approach, one's own thoughts, and when to take people's advice in spite of one's own thoughts? I do not know of a formula. I think that there are a few points to bear in mind, and perhaps there's an angle that I would usually use. Number one, it's your life. And this is a disclaimer I say when I give advice as well. I am one human being with one perspective. In the Dayan Elamashein Avro'ot, even the greatest judge only knows what his own eyes perceive, meaning we don't know, we make mistakes. One of the first generations of Tanoim had a rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, who mistakenly executed a witness. Made a mistake in judgment. So people make mistakes. Moshe Rabbeinu made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. We're human beings. We do not believe in infallibility. God is infallible. But humans make mistakes. So that means that we should not go blindly with anyone's advice. If you have a prophet tell you to do something, you'll listen. If you're taking counsel of someone who is not a prophet, so then, okay, so then you listen, and you have to decide whether to take their counsel. And at the end of the day, you are the one that will live with the brunt of your decision. So that's a disclaimer which you have to realize is a fact of life. Someone tells you, marry the girl, don't marry the girl. At the end of the day, you're the one that's going to wake up with that decision. If you chose to marry her, you're going to have to live your whole life with that decision. If you chose not to marry her, you're going to have to live your whole life with that decision. Whatever the decision, as well-meaning as people are, at the end of the day, you're the one that has to live with the decision. And that's why you have to know that you're making the decision and you will live with the decision, and it is your responsibility to live with the decision. So I think that the question has to be taken a stage earlier, and that is, who should one take counsel with, rather than when should one defer to the counsel one receives. I personally prefer counsel that comes with an explanation. I don't like to go with someone's advice that I don't understand and he says, trust me, I know. Why should I trust you? Explain it to me. I'm a human being. I can understand. Sometimes a person will say, I'll explain it to you, and you won't understand, but I'm telling you based on experience, this is how it works. And then you'll have to gauge whether you really want to trust that person. I find that there are a few criteria that I like to have when taking counsel. Number one, I'm looking for someone with integrity. Number two, I'm looking for someone with humility. And number three, I'm looking for someone who is smart. Very often I'm looking for someone who has a Torah perspective, but not always. Sometimes the counsel you need is on something that is not Torah oriented. Sometimes the counsel you need a car mechanic. So your rabbi might not know what's wrong with your car. But you want someone's counsel whether you should buy this used car or not, you should invest here or not. So it's good to have someone who has experience, someone who has integrity. It's nice to have someone you can trust. At the end of the day, again, it's going to be your decision. I like to find someone who will explain to me why they're saying what they're saying. And that will feel, that person will feel comfortable when I ask them why they're saying what they're saying. And that allows me to think whether I agree with what they said or not. When taking counsel, I like, but it's not a do or die, I do like to find someone who's older than me and has more experience than me, but that's not a do or die. Sometimes someone younger can teach you a lot. Sometimes someone who's at a different stage in life or a different perspective in life can say something that is very worthwhile. So I don't think that should be do or die. I don't think that should be a deal breaker, but it's definitely a preference. I like to develop a relationship with the person before I bring to them the life-altering questions so that I know who the person is and I've had time to test and evaluate their advice before I'm asking them these heavy-duty questions. And finally, I like to get more than one opinion whenever possible. If I'm going to be making a huge decision, then Why should I base it on one person's perspective, one person's understanding? There's another point that can often be helpful, and that is to put your own thoughts in writing. Very often when we ask for advice, we forget certain points that are integral to the picture. And when we force ourselves, then we sometimes can really get a good letter, one page or two pages, to really summarize the whole story. When I've had to deliberate over serious decisions in my life, I've forced myself to write out a letter explaining why I have this deliberation and what my reasons for each option is. What are the reasonings? Now,
has it ever happened that you wrote the letter and said, wait a minute, I don't want to do this.
100%. 100%. 5 years ago, I was deliberating moving, and I went to Rav Listman, and I asked him, what do you think? These are the options I'm facing. What do you think about this option of moving into this neighborhood? And Rav Listman asked me, did you write out why you think this and that? I said to myself, that's so smart. I say that all the time when the guys talk to me. Why can't I say that to myself? Good idea. So the next day, I was on a bus ride with my wife, and we started writing out why we're thinking to stay in the apartment, why we're thinking to move to the other apartment. By the end of the bus ride, we knew we weren't moving. So yeah, that's happened too, that as you write, you see it. In the last half a year, I've had a very big deliberation in our family's life, and I wanted to ask the letter in writing of one of my teachers. I wrote that letter at least 5 times. I rewrote the letter as I thought it through again and again and again. And it took me over a month to write out that letter because I asked myself time and again, are these really the points that you're deliberating? Are these really the points at hand? Did you present it accurately? Did you give it the weight it should have been given? So when I say write a letter, I mean write a letter with a lot of thought that will accurately portray the question you're facing. Sometimes it's not necessary, but I'm saying often if there are many variables, it is a worthwhile thing to write it out because then you can be confident that you've presented all the variables the way you'd like. You can pick your words as you write. It's very hard to pick your words in conversation. And sometimes you look back and ask yourself, did I present that accurately? Maybe he thought I meant this, maybe that. And you end up questioning yourself, and legitimately so. This letter, specifically, that I'm telling you about right now, was sent to a teacher who I had consulted 6 months earlier and gave me one piece of advice. And I was uncomfortable following that advice. I felt that the facts had not been presented well, and that the advice, I would have followed it because I felt they're so much smarter than me and with so much more experience than me that I was going to go with it. But it was a pretty life-altering decision. So I decided I'm not doing it until I formulate a letter that accurately describes the situation. And you know what? I got a different answer. That's when there are many details, that's worthwhile. But remember the first point. At the end of the day, it's you who will live with the decision, and it is you who is taking responsibility to either discard the counsel or follow it. And as good as a counselor is, people make mistakes. And it's not their fault. It's your responsibility. It's your life and your decision.